express yourself. Hello, good morning, everyone.
Morning, hey.
YK Delta and Beyond, but I don't think my mic is working. Let me check another mic.
No, it's not.
Hello? Oh, here we go.
It is. Yeah.
Oh. Can everyone hear me? Oh, my gosh. Okay, just for fun, everyone, we have Grady at the board. It's not Grady. It's no, they're both pointing. Okay, you know what? Thank you for being here, both of you, no matter how it comes across. Okay, so this is another edition of Talk Line. Everyone, welcome to the YK Delta and Beyond. Mm-hmm. I'm Diane McGachran. And
I'm Peter Etchek. Good morning.
Good morning. And we're here ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails on whatever issues you have on your mind. You can call with your name, your community, and you can also call anonymous if you'd like. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can also call us at
543-5985. That's 543-KYUK or 543-2756 and 800-995-8954. Today is Friday.
Yep.
An exciting day. Friday is always an exciting day.
Yeah.
For many people, and people have been looking forward to this day. And then when it comes, you know, people are happy.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay, so we have our first caller. It looks like it's Elise, I'm going to say Gavin. And I think she's going to... Elise Gavin is running against Don Young for Senate.
Oh, okay.
So and she visited here last week, so maybe she'll tell us a little bit about her visit. So, Elise, are you welcome to Talk Line?
Oh, hi. Thanks so much. I really appreciate being a part of your show. I tried to reach into you when I was there as well and just didn't have a show on that morning. But I'm just so happy to tell you how much I appreciated being there. And it was an honor to get to Kwiflik and the Napaskiak. I was able to go there with, I'm sure you all know Bev Hoffman, who doesn't know Bev.
Yeah.
And John, we had just a really wonderful opportunity to learn more about the communities. And I'm running for Congress against Don Young.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Well, I elevated you to Senate, but okay, we'll just start with Congress. That's the first step.
It's your term. It's 2 years, and there's a lot to get done in 2 years. And I really got to learn a lot more of different ways I can be more supportive. I know that there's been a lot of good work happening already from Washington. I got to see how there was some dollars put into, for example, the boardwalk in Napaskiak. That was amazing.
Amazing.
And
yes,
now
it
you're
is.
Looking for some more. I know that some more support with the erosion on the banks there. I mean, there's just so many ways that I think I will be able to do more for our community there. And I so appreciate the opportunity to hear about what's important.
Now, when you came out here, what did you bring away in terms of like key issues that you might have heard about that, and number one, and number two is what did you learn that you might not have known having coming out to rural Alaska?
Yeah, great questions. I think that the key issues were to feed the family. People are truly worried about the King Run, for example, right
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, my heart melted a little bit there when I went past the fish camps and Bev and John said, normally these are full of
yes,
family who are hanging their mm-hmm. fish. This is the time for that. We went by the sonar boat who was counting the fish, and, you know, we stopped to say, hey, how many did you get today? And they said, oh, yeah, well, one passed through.
Oh.
And then they hung their heads.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, something that's very important that I listen to, as I know that there are things I can do.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, looking at the stress of the fish in the river, but... is it overcatch? Is it bycatch? what is it? Is it the ocean acidification? Mm-hmm. All of those things we know we're looking at, but we need to make sure that there's enough resources truly studying that. And I think that that's an area that I look to focus on. So that was one issue, feeding the families.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I think that I heard that I appreciate how much the community came together around is the alcohol store closing mm-hmm. and how that has impacted the community, in this case, positively, mm-hmm. according to those who I spoke with, the families in Napaskiak. I got to check in with Sharon Williams, and she said that she started all of her work around this because 8 people in her community had died.
Mm-hmm.
In her community of 400.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So she shared with me how the community pulled together from there and from Quiflick and from Bethel
mm-hmm.
that there was a meeting, the ABC board came up, and it was predominantly people speaking about why they wanted to help their people not have access to alcohol because of what it was doing to their community negatively. And so I think that they, of course, there is still access through Bethel at Stamp, and people can still manage to get that. But I think that the community all came together was so powerful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds, she said. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds, and only a few said, oh, keep that open. And that's really something. So it shows how strong the community is when they care about something.
True.
So alcohol and the fish, and let's see, erosion is an area that hasn't quite been addressed. I've been all around Alaska now and got to see some amazing projects in the Kenai, particularly around protecting the banks. And that's an area that I think where maybe we can help support from the federal level.
Now, just to let you know, you just have a little bit more time because we have
sorry.
So many callers. No, it's okay. You're still within your time frame. But I'm wondering, just to kind of close this part of talking with you, and you're welcome to call anytime in the future as well, what did you enjoy about your visit?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? The people, the families, how close they are. I think that the rest of the world could learn so much in understanding the culture of respecting the elders.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard the stories about how when a fish comes in, what we do is not just, or when, you know, the whole, when the run comes, they don't just serve and fish them for themselves. They first go to their elders and make sure they're
mm-hmm.
well fed.
Yes.
You know, that's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I got to experience a little bit of that in Kotzebue in a different way, but here it was around what they have, and I really will bring that with me everywhere
good
I
job.
Go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate how open the community was to having me as just a candidate come by. Honestly, I think that I want people to know that I will be ready, and that means I need to be out there mm-hmm. understanding what's going on in every region now
yep.
so that I can really serve you. I know who mm-hmm. my boss is. That's the people.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
thank
we expect
you.
To hear more from you then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Peter and I look forward to talking with you again. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling and sharing with us, and I'm glad you enjoyed your visit.
Guyana.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Peter and Diane. How you doing?
Good. How
sound
are
like
you?
That lady has a good, might be a good candidate, as long as you don't forget what you said. When you get in Congress, you forget all about what you said.
She doesn't seem like someone who's going to forget what
well,
she said.
Well, she's.
But I've met her.
She sounds kind of sincere.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending John Acker's funeral. There were a lot of people, a good congregation.
Awesome.
And
yes.
I'd like to say today, let's all call in about any subject you want in remembrance of John. He's one of the founding fathers of KYUK when they first started, and he should be recognized also.
Mm.
You know, he's the one that actually started when KYUK became known to. He took him a while, but he got on, and he was really responsive to all the people's needs, and whatever subject came up, he was always interested. So he'd enjoy that, you know.
Yeah.
And what else? I was going to say, oh, please take care of yourself and don't drink and drive. And if you're out there fishing, I hope you have a good catch. Mm-hmm. And have a good weekend.
you too.
You too. You too, Peter and Diane.
Yep.
So in remembrance of him, let's all call him.
Sure.
Anything you want, you know.
Sure.
He'd really enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, thank you, guys.
Guyana.
Okay, yes.
Please wear your life jacket and please don't drink and drive.
Yes.
And watch out for pedestrians. Well,
yes, thank you.
Guyana.
Guyana.
You know, talking about fishing, there was a little bit more people fishing this last opener they had on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the water had gone down a bit, and there was a little bit less debris floating by, so there was more people out there than the previous week, you know. So there was right around the bluff area, there was a whole troop of nets up there that were that were set. You know, it was a set net opener, and then I understand I called up fishing. Game this morning, and then they had reaffirmed that yes, on June 12th, the Feds are going to take over management of the fishing, you know, fish management in our area, so in the Kuskokwim area. And then from what they said, they're probably they have announced an opener for that day, the day they take over on June 12th, I don't know the times and the particulars on what size mesh.
I think it was
going to
be larger than 4 inch.
Yeah,
I think
it's
6 or less.
The way it sounded, yes, it sounded like it'll be a larger
mesh
than 4 inch, you know. So, but we'd like to hear from somebody from Fish and Wildlife to talk a little more about that, you know, the particulars and you know what we need to know on that opener.
Oh, okay. So it looks like we have an email that I'm going to read, and it goes like this. I am for the Chilista CEO. I guess they're referencing Andrew Guy. Many youngsters have... Oh, I'm sorry. The way that's typed is a little bit hard. Many youngsters have I am for the Chilista CEO. Many youngsters have joined. I will not vote for anyone who has liquors passed on and his corporation. So a little bit hard, whoever typed that, a little bit hard to understand exactly the message, but there, I read it as I saw it. Okay, thank you. So that person is welcome to call in. Oh, and now we have another caller, Fritz Charles. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good morning, Fritz.
How are you?
Update... what Peter was saying, yes, there is going to be a drift net opportunity next week, Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., federally qualified users only. That means if, I'm not too sure what the correct definition means, but basically if you lived out here for a majority of your life, you can fish 6-inch mesh or less, 45 mesh deep, 25 fathoms from Johnson River on up, 50 fathoms, Johnson River on down. Let's see what else. There's also going to be an opportunity that Saturday, the 16th, also 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's 12 hours. And then due to that, switch my hats real quick, for Bethel Search and Rescue, we were planning on doing a fiddle dance fundraiser for 15 and 16. So due to the subsistence fishing, we can't decide to cancel the fiddle dance fundraiser for that weekend.
Okay. Postpone or cancel?
Canceled.
Okay.
But we are in tentative. We might have one on 29 and 30 if there's going to be no activities that weekend. We'll call it 4th of July Fiddle Dance, since the 4th of July falls on the Wednesday, so it's going to be the weekend before 4th of July, so 29:30. We might have a fundraiser for Bethel Search and Rescue.
Okay.
So I think that's it. I'll be nice today and not complain about or start anything. Okay. So in remembrance of John Active.
Yes.
So,
sounds good.
Okay.
So I'll be nice. But all if right. I hear something negative, okay. if I have something to say, I'll call back.
Okay, you do that.
Agreed, yes. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Have
so
a good day.
Everyone be nice, yes.
Okay. Well.
Try to be.
I know, it's a little hard sometimes. All right, Mary is on the line. Good morning, Mary. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wasn't that a fantastic dinner for Akumak yesterday?
I didn't hear that. What did you say?
Was that not a fantastic dinner for Akumak yesterday?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I thought it was because John is a fantastic, fantastic person. Mm. All radio people all over the world proclaim to be the best and the smartest. But nobody in the whole universe can beat John Active. Nobody but nobody. Mm. Anyway, Peter, you know, the state had no right to take over the fishing because it was to be the state all the time. So when the state took over, that was a very, very illegal act. And it's about time that that the federal government is taking over. And I will have everyone know that in times of shortages of fish, there is to be no sports fishermen. Mm-hmm. And it's always been like that. It's the subsistence users who are to take priority. Mm-hmm. And I am sick and tired of the federal government, the state government, trying to impose their rules and laws to the Yupik-Chupik Indian people of this region, and who claim to know everything. They really don't know a blessed thing. They don't. Like, forever I've been talking to these their state fish and wildlife people, and it's so amazing how they evade those questions. And actually, like, they learn from our questions, and when we ask them to please bring this up and ask this of the fisheries board. Mm-hmm. They just say, oh, I never thought of that. Thank you. And then they speak like it's their own. Now, so not only is there a lot of illegality going around when it comes to subsistence anything, but there is a lot of lying. There is. And I really can never understand when individuals who run for public seats, they say one thing and always do another. Like, and it's usually those people who are threatened. It's those people who are not doing their job, who are only to work for their own interests. And their friends, like, how many people at the city council work for YKHC? How many? And how long have they worked there? It's really incredible when, like Rob, who his last name is Rob. When he said that, I've only been here 20 years. Gosh, 20 years is a long time to get a lot of things done. And then he brings up into everything in Bethel when he says, you know, I'm the result of that. As being a, the mayor, someone who works for behavioral health, who does a lot of things in education, social services, everything else. I mean, like, wouldn't one think that he should take it upon himself to be aware of these things? Anyway, I don't want to get negative. I want everyone to be happy. Today is going to be a really, really nice day. And Priyana, to all people who don't give up in trying to make a difference.
Thank you, Mary.
Last Sunday, I was so sick. And since this one certain priest is not there, I took it upon myself to go to church even though I hadn't slept.
And we're almost at the 5 minutes, Mary, so you're going to have
when I got home, it was like maybe 2 o'clock. And I'm getting ready to go up to the airport. I mean, my body is, but my mind keeps it. I got to lay down and rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to the airport. And firstly, when I got into the airport, I saw these two really, really young students from Chilak. And they just jumped up. Oh, Mary, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Ryanair. And I asked what they were doing. And man, the way those kids spoke. And they're both really young. Yeah, we're going to serve that now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going there for a number of reasons and goals. I mean, like, these are just kids.
Mary, we're going to have to...
What reasons and goals?
We're going to have to wind down.
And then they said, first of all, aviation, welding, communication, and good written and oral communication, keeping everyone informed, and treating people like people all over the world. And I was like, holy Toledo.
Wow.
And then I said, gosh, you guys made my day. You know what? The pain all over my body is more tolerable, and I feel wide awake.
Yeah.
And then there were a bunch of them.
Mary.
Anyway, and then they said, we're still waiting for another big plane load of more students from Quebec.
Mary, can
and
you hear me?
And then more people came, more students came in.
I don't know if she can.
And they were all just sitting around talking and texting.
Our
and
time is up.
Mary, we're going to have to go.
Sometimes I just like to sit somewhere and pretend to look like I'm not listening.
Okay, so...
Man, I could hear everything you were saying.
Okay, so thank you, Mary. So we're gonna have to go, and maybe Mary can call back if she'd like. Trying to stick to, you know, it's hard when people are telling a story. So forgive me, anyone, if I give some people a little more time. It's just I don't really enjoy interrupting people. Mm-hmm. Peter and I don't want
to
do that.
But this is a popular show, and people are calling in. So
yeah, so we're gonna move on to Edward. From Etmalchuk. Edward, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Such a beautiful, cloudy morning.
Hey, yeah, you got
that's the spirit.
Hey.
I have something to think, people to think about.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
See, what I've been seeing, studying and watching, what they've been talking about the fish. Salmon especially. They're subsistence users versus sinners. Who gets all the blame and who can fish no more? Us, the subsistence users, can get no more salmon. Look at the sailors who are getting lots of money. They're still fishing. They never even shut down. They shut us down. See? Subsistence users versus sailors. Who's more important? Subsistence users or the money? Think about it. See, they're still fishing, sailing. And we can't even fish for salmon. Think about it. Mm. Look at it. What I'm saying is the truth. Mm-hmm. Look at it. The sailing, fishing, one ton waste. All the salmon they catch, they dispose them in the ocean. And that's who does the subsistence. Can't even fish. Think about it. Look at it. Look at the picture really hard and start fighting for it. Look at the picture, the whole picture. Some people know what I'm talking about. They've probably seen the picture too. Mm-hmm. So look at the big picture. What comes first, the money or the subsistence users? Look at it. They're still fishing and we're hurting. Somebody needs to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They need to start waking up. We've been fighting. We're going to be fighting for the rest of our life. I bet you. We'll keep fighting for our rights.
Mm-hmm.
We will be. And we're getting wiser and wiser and wiser. We are getting wiser.
True.
So anything we didn't know, we learned it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
We learned hard way. We live in little rural villages. We don't have no real big technologies and stuff, but we learn hard way and we learn from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We do learn from our mistakes. So look at the whole picture. Who is more impacted? Talk about it.
Yeah.
The sailors, they're getting money and they want to wasting.
Yeah.
Subsistence users can't even fish no more. What the heck's going on? Look at the whole picture. Us, if we're unrestricted, they're supposed to restrict the people who are fishing down in the oceans, trawling.
Mm-hmm.
Strict them or cut them off.
Right.
No more fishing till the population goes up. See what I mean? That's what they're supposed to look at.
Mm-hmm.
The whole picture, not just subsistence users. So think about it, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna, bye. Rihanna.
Thank you. Well, you know, to his...
issue there, yeah.
Yeah, because KYUK just did a news story on how the count of salmon escapement has been incorrect for over 10 years, meaning they thought more were getting through, which allowed a higher bycatch, and now they're recalculating and realizing not as many got through, and the bycatch was too much was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
I don't know how, and we see the impact of that a lot.
We
so next call is Mike Williams from Akiak. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to
yes,
Talk
good
Line.
Good morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to my condolences and not a goodbye to John Active, my cousin.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed working with him with issues that affect our daily lives through KYUK. And I just really miss his presence already. But I think there's going to be someone, maybe you, Peter, could fill his big shoes. But anyway... our hearts go out to the family of my Ilop, and I see Mos Critch, another cousin from Togiak, last night on my return from Kansas City National Congress of American Indians meeting. But I'd like to thank the Alcohol Beverage Control Board the action for not renewing that liquor license. Now gotta stave off those other licenses that are being proposed, and it already made a big difference in our surrounding villages, and And we have to reassess. We have to keep talking about it, and to make sure that all the infrastructure, everything is in place before there is another liquor store in Bethel. I think preparation and planning and engagement by all of the villages around here is very, very important. Mm-hmm. and lastly, Akiak Native Community submitted a special action request in March because we were concerned, and I agree with Mary, that that the in times of conservation, the federal government has an obligation to federalize the river from the get-go. And the reason why we submitted that special action request was to federalize the river from the get-go because of the conservation concern, mm-hmm. and the federally qualified users have the first shot if there is any surplus for subsistence that they not all state residents will qualify for that stretch resource. So that's the point. You know, I think it's a huge point where any conservation of any species need to be acted upon by the federal government.
Yes.
Because there are two different policies, the state policy and the federal policy. But I just you know, there's going to be fishing next week when you know, for 12 hours now. But we commend that. But it's the point where you know, I think there were a couple of special action requests that the Federal Subsistence Board did not act, and Akiak is asking for reconsideration by the Federal Subsistence Board. So I think in the future, all the people need to be included in this effort to make sure that our people that depend on the resource have the first shot at for food on our table.
Mm-hmm.
lastly, National Congress of American Indians just passed a resolution in support of that to protect our the rural priority and to make sure that people that have traditional and customary use of the resource have the first shot and our ways of life. And I agree with Ed that there's a case called Ho versus Baldridge in Washington State that the tribe sued because they were paying for the problems that no escapement on their river because they were scraping the Pacific Ocean. And that stopped it. I just like to say good morning to everyone. Mm-hmm. And we need to all work together to
yes.
on all these issues respectfully and thoughtfully, mm-hmm. and
yes.
to have that information to our people is very, very important.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Points, yes.
Okay, we have a lineup of callers, so we're going to get mm-hmm. to them. There's we have Raymond. Welcome to Talk Line, Raymond. Raymond?
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
And Peter, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, and first of all, thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Though it might be cloudy, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Listen, like a little something, you know, our number one problem for our Yukon Kuskokwim or Kuskokwim King Salmon fisheries is the cedars down in the ocean. And number two is that all of the subsistence users are regulated to use smaller missiles, which the smaller kings do medium size. They go up river and spawn, and they go back down to the ocean. And as subsistence users, if we target the larger kings, I'm pretty sure the king salmon stock will come back up again. And that's all I have to say. And you two have a good, safe weekend. And everybody else, if you guys go boating, wear your PFDs.
There you go.
And be safe out there. Don't drink and drive.
Good. Thank you.
Guys have a safe weekend. Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Raymond.
Okay, very good. Yes.
Okay. We have Christopher from At Mouth Look. Oh, he's okay. The same Christopher.
Hello.
Hello, Christopher. You're on Talk Line. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Yes, I'd like to say a few words about our subsistence king salmon.
Sure.
I'll back up Edward Nikolai and Raymond, because even though I'm young, by what our elders' words, these bigger kings, if we catch these bigger kings, the population of the kings, the smaller kings that we let go, they go upstream and go back down to the ocean. I've been saying this during YouTube too. So if we lift up the 4-inch to 8-inch and start catching all the big fish, all these little king salmon, the small and the medium size, they go upstream, they lay their eggs, they go back down to the ocean. If we catch those bigger kings, the population of the kings would rise instead of going down, because we're catching all the small fish, the medium-sized kings that go up and go back, that go back out. And then with these trawlers down in our Gulf, if we literally take them away with their bycatches, they're throwing tons and tons of king salmons out to the ocean. Whereas if they didn't trawl in that area and they didn't catch those king salmons, they wouldn't be waste. They'd come up our Kuskokwim River or the Yukon River.
Mm-hmm.
All of this, like you said, everybody needs to see the big picture. It's not just the Kuskokwim, it's not just the king salmon.
Mm.
You have to look at the whole picture. Commercial fishers, trawlers, all them big fisheries that go along in the ocean in our Gulf, if we take those off, if we completely cut them off, our king salmon numbers would rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, like I said, if we start using 8-inch and start catching the big ones go upstream, up at the Kuskokwim, they lay their eggs and they die. So that's a big, what I'm looking at right now is, it's like Fish and Wildlife is trying to let us fish the small ones so that our king salmons could disappear. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're trying to conserve our king salmon by letting us use a 4-inch net, and we catch those small ones, the ones that are supposed to go down, back, go back out to the ocean. What we're doing is we're taking them, letting the big ones lay their eggs. The small ones, they hatch, they swim up there, and then they smell the river, the fresh water going back out to the ocean. And it takes years and years and years for them to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're growing, the trawlers scoop them up. They throw them away. See, if we start using the 8-inch net, catch the big ones that are to spawn the last time. You see where I'm getting at?
Mm.
Yes. Very thoughtful.
See, as a young parent, I may be young, but I'm trying to conserve salmons for my kids and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Why are they? Why are they playing with us so much? What if we go down states? If we go to the lower 48, and we as natives, in black and white in paper, make regulations for them, they're gonna fight for it.
Yes.
And I know they're gonna fight for it.
That's
because
true.
Because they're gonna say, why is that outsider coming into our area and making laws for us,
mm-hmm.
where we can make our own laws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm. Well, Christopher, hey. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. Peter, were you gonna say something?
No, but those are some points that he got. And
yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and move on. Christopher, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness, and I can hear your own wisdom. You're working on your wisdom there, which is awesome. So
yeah.
Have a great day. All right, I've got an email I'm going to read. This is from Mr. Lake. I think it was the full name before, but okay, the importance, so this is the email, the importance of the restrictions is to ensure our salmon runs stay abundant in longevity and should be welcomed with open arms. This is quite a sensitive topic of discussion, but we should all agree that we need to work together on protecting our priceless resource. Thank you to those of you working hard to protect our subsistence way of life, Mr. Lake. So thank you for that email. Mm-hmm. It is a sensitive topic.
Yes.
And I hear people speaking of it in good ways,
mm-hmm.
respectful ways, sharing different points of view. So, and we want to continue that. And we welcome callers to continue sharing on air if they'd like. And it looks like we have a caller from Leonard from Chelista. Good morning, Leonard. Welcome to Talkline.
We can be informal. It's Tom.
Oh, it's Tom. Okay. Well,
Tom Leonard.
I have a screen that they type up for me, so I think it's, and I'm thinking, who is Leonard? But it's Mr. Leonard.
Good morning,
Tom. Go ahead.
Good morning to both of you. Well, I just want to call and remind shareholders that voting is still going on. If you have not voted, please do so. You can mail in your yellow proxy form that was mailed to you on May 16, or on the back of the yellow voting form is an online PIN number, so you can vote online at trelistavote.com. So the next deadline is June 18, 5 p.m. So if you're mailing your yellow proxy voting form, make sure you mail it early because the Inspector of Elections, Ceramic Hightower, they have to have your vote in hand by June 18, 5 p.m. in order to qualify for that drawing. Mm. And the top prize for that drawing is $10,000.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to make a joke because last time, weren't we going to have like a... you know, kind of a token gussock in there, so I could maybe win. But okay, never mind. I'm not in the raffle.
Yeah, I believe the discussion was you marrying a shareholder, right?
Whoa! Now we've gone a little bit too far. We're on air. Careful. All right. Yes. So continue, Tom. I'm sorry.
Okay. So on May 31st, 5 p.m. was our very first deadline for online vote. There are 7 winners, and if it's okay, I'd like to quickly read off their names and how much they won.
Okay, great.
Why not? Yes.
Okay, this is the very first time we're announcing. We'll be announcing on Facebook and our website later. So the $1,000 winners, there are 5 of them. The first $1,000 winner is Myron Charles Evan from Shapornick. The second winner is Jeremiah Andrew Clemens, who is currently living in Anchorage. The third winner is Frank Matthew Jr. in Quinn. The next winner is Jacob Nelson Wassily in Akichuk. And the fifth $1,000 winner is Richard W. Otto in Kong. They each are going to win $1,000. And there are 2 more prizes. the $2,500 prize for voting online goes to Carl Jerry Hoffman, currently lives in Anchorage. And then the top prize, the number one prize, $10,000. This is for all the votes that were done online by May 31st, 5 p.m. The winner lives in St. Mary's, and her name is Michelle B. Thompson. She won $10,000.
Wow.
So you still have an opportunity to win for the next deadline, June 18, 5 p.m. Please make sure you get your votes in. Now, here's a caveat. Now, even though all these shareholders are winning, if too few shareholders vote and we don't meet quorum, so if less than, if only 50% of shareholders vote and the meeting gets canceled, that means nobody wins all this money. So if you've already voted, make sure you encourage your fellow shareholders to vote. If you haven't voted, please vote, and maybe you'll win one of these prizes. But the most important reason to vote is your votes decide who are going to be the next directors and if the resolution passes or fails. So please, please vote. If you need an envelope to mail it in, just give us a call, 1-800-277-5516.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, very exciting. Yes, you know, we're happy to hear about all the winners and, you know, keep urging on the people to vote, keep voting.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Cleana, for your time.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, next we have Shane, our general manager, who's going to do something.
All right, well, thank you very much. As always, to our wonderful Talkline hosts, we appreciate all that you do to keep the YK Delta connected and... of course, as you and everyone who pays attention to KYUK and current affairs in the YK Delta knows, we did lose a dear friend and an amazing talent and contributor to our region, to our culture, and to the language here in the passing of John Active. And I'm happy to now say and announce to everyone that KYUK has been working with Bethel Community Services Foundation and then been doing some tremendous work to honor his legacy. And I am now announcing a new scholarship fund set up by BCSF to honor that legacy. So starting today, if people would like, they can contribute to this scholarship fund. And the idea is that once it reaches a certain amount, that it will be self-sustaining. And we'll be able to give out at least $1,000 scholarships every year to college students with social ties to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that are pursuing fields in journalism or indigenous language or multimedia or communications.
Wow.
So this is something that both the board of directors for BCSF and KYUK quickly got behind. And we're making, BCSF and KYUK are both making $5,000 contributions into this fund, which will be held by BCSF. And I will personally be contributing to it as well. And I encourage everyone who cared about John's work and want to make sure that there is opportunities for future communicators such as John to have an opportunity to advance their careers and you know, continue on with his legacy. I invite everyone who cares about that to go to our webpage or go to bcsffoundation.org. Click on the links there, and you yourself can make a donation into this fund. It could be a one-time donation, or you could leave it ongoing, whatever your preference. But what's really cool about it is, you know, once we get this fund established, there it will be, and the potential is there for it to sustain itself, and there will be a resource for people in communications and language to be able to advance their career and hopefully do something special in the future. So I just wanted to get that out, and thank you very much to everyone for your time and your thoughts during this time.
Thank you, Shane. What a wonderful scholarship, and I imagine there'll be future information on how people can donate to that. And Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And yes, there will be more information. But if you're feeling it right now, you can head to our website. There's a little link.
Oh,
or,
okay.
Or head to BCSFFoundation.org, and there's a link there too. So
okay, good.
Two ways to give, and there'll be a lot more ways in the future to give. But yeah, online giving is all set up to go.
Thank you so much. All right. So you can go to kyuk.org, and there'll be a link if you would like to donate to this scholarship fund. And also BCF, Bethel Community Foundation, also has a link. All right. We're going to take a couple calls now. Herman Morgan from Antioch. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Herman. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Peter. Yeah, I'm going to miss old John. I remember a long time ago when him and Peter Jacobs used to be on Yip to Yip, and before we had all these sovereign restrictions and all these strange things happening, I was going to tell people I was going to run against Lyman, but I don't know, some things just started happening, and I don't know what's going on, but I don't know, maybe my do writing, I don't know, but if you look at the big picture, what's going on in the world, in California, they're letting all kinds of people coming from all over the world. They call it sanctuary state, and some of the office is getting the same way, and it seems like it's a prophecy that our elders used to tell us that what's going to happen, and seem like we need to call, you know, in Christ Jesus and pray for things to get better for our land, with our, especially with our salmon. Because the Bible says people will turn from their wicked ways, you know, and heal their land. Because, you know, there's no way that they should be teaching our kids those kind of sex education, like lesbian sex, gay sex, transgender sex. They can't be doing that to 10-year-olds. And here okay. we have the worst test scores.
Okay, Herman, we're gonna move on. If you're
you
going to begin to talk,
control. Okay, I'll talk about that then. Okay.
Okay, move to another subject.
Okay, you know what's going on in the world. They control the news and talk radio, like Talk of Alaska, you know, and they say if you say anything bad against what's immoral, you're intolerant, and they call bad good and good bad. But, you know, if you watch Fox News, the president of Russia, he's saying if our president doesn't change, you know, there could be World War III. He's saying that this could be end of civilization as we know it. And the Bible says that in the last days of the tribulation, and a third of the world's population would be destroyed. Who knows what's going on in our world? But if you read the Bible, there's another world. Christ is coming back. And those who call on Christ Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and take you through all these troubles and trials. And we'll have a new life. You know, who knows what John's heart was and how he believed. Who knows? Who knows if all these people are gone? Who knows? But call on Christ Jesus. There's another life after this, and the way the world is going, it's going to be destroyed again by fire. And it's happening, folks. Pray for our salmon. Pray for our people to change their ways. Okay, we love you all, and hope you have conservative hosts that tell people the right things and not teach our people, especially our native people, these evil ways. Like, you know, that's not our way to keep babies before they're born. It's not our way. They can't tell us not to fish. And there's lots of red salmon, and they're not letting us fish. But they fish with 6-inch mesh, that's how they used to. That might better, you know, they say self-governance. That's not self-governance. He just come back and tell us what we have to do. We're self-governance. We fish the way we want. Okay, I'll let other people call, and remember, folks, there's not a life after this, and what's going on in the world, anything could happen, these volcanoes and all these natural disasters. So something is in the earth is growing. Okay, love you all. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Herman.
Brianna, thank you, Herman.
Okay, we're going to go to James from Chivac. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. How are you both this morning, Peter
Very
and Diane?
Very good day. Good
Just
morning,
fine.
James.
Yeah. First of all, thanks to John Ector for what he did to KYUK. And good morning from Chivac. And happy Friday from Chivac.
Yes, okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Diana. Thank you, Diana, James.
We enjoy getting our greetings from Chivac.
Yes. Nice greeting every time.
Yes, thank you. We have Alex from Bethel. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Talkline.
For taking my call?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I just wanted to add a couple of things to people that were talking about fishery, mm-hmm. subsistence fishery. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to mention is reiterate what's been said by the elders past few years about the use of 4-inch net or smaller. 4-inch net or smaller gill nets, disturb or maybe, I don't know which way to put it, but I think the best way to put it is that the 4-inch net does a lot of damage to fish gills. You know, fish gills are just like our breathing tube in humans.
Hmm.
If a gill is damaged, if a fish struggles to breathe, it will bob up and down and float away from the net. And if a fish is out of the water for more than a minute, most likely that fish will not live because, you know, it has to have a really good, just like us, you know, we need to have good lungs to breathe good, you know, the human beings or anything that has lungs. And a fish, when the gills are damaged, they're not going to live. Another thing that I wanted to mention is that, you know, the elders has brought up an issue about smaller salmon. Well, it's not an issue, but advice about smaller salmon, like small king salmons we call jackfish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biologists say that some of these go up and spawn, but the elders, with their great knowledge about the resources, you know.
Yeah.
They've observed all of these for thousands of years, you know, and it has been passed down, and the elders say the small salmon from jackfish up to about the size of a chum,
mm-hmm.
they migrate up the river, follow the fish, and then they migrate back out to the ocean and mature in the ocean and come back to spawn. So smaller fish like salmon, king salmon, for example, they get caught in a 4-inch net and also in the chum nets, like a 4-inch or larger.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those small salmon, they don't go back out to the ocean to mature and come back because they're caught in the small size gill nets, like 4-inch or smaller. And even with the chum nets too, like 5-inch or under. And some of these factors are not confirmed by the biologists. You know, the biologists tend to only work with the written documented information by other biologists that worked on fish before. So this and one other factor, which is which has been brought by the elders in the past, and even with by a fish and game committee, and also with respect to those who serve on the regional advisory councils. They've brought this up and they've documented them in the transcripts. But I don't know how managers use those, or people who put this together use those, you know. So I think one of the things that needs to be done in Kuskokwim River probably mirror what's been done in the Lower Yukon. I was just told by one of the past regional advisory committee members, and also I think he has served on the Fish and Game Advisory Committee, that in the Lower Yukon, after the limit use of 4-inch nets, the salmon came back to the Lower Yukon stronger than before. And now they are allowing subsistence use of king salmon.
Oh.
I will just hang up and listen
okay. For
the remainder of this. And I just wanted to share this. And to close my comments, the Yupik elders say, and I agree with this, once we stop using resource or harvesting resource, the numbers will go down. Mm-hmm. Okay, good morning.
Okay.
Okay, Kuyana.
Thank you.
So they're saying keep using the resource?
Yes.
But what if the resource is already going down?
But, you know, like with plants and everything else, you know, you know, if you don't pick them, then they disappear.
But what happens?
Or if you don't use them, they move to another area.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's a lot to that, you know, but maybe somebody might talk about that a little later.
Okay. So. All right, thank you. We have an anonymous caller. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Is this me?
Oh, you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good morning.
In
the newspaper, they said they wanted to open, they wanted license for liquor store. I hope that they deny it, and they should open up hemp store, marijuana store
here in Bethel.
I promise you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get millions right away, faster than the liquor.
Okay.
And all those. Well, did I say I promise you that they will get millions right away?
I don't know.
I just did that.
Yeah, yes, you just said. I don't know if that would actually happen, but there's probably a lot of money to be made, yes, on various...
Their shareholders would be really happy.
I don't know about that. I don't know if people want to see a marijuana store. You might have to go to Anchorage or Fairbanks for that.
And then they'll be happy because they'll get dividend from them, maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm just saying that.
That's an idea.
And BNC, you should have thought of that one. Now there's, because of the liquor, there were some lots of teenagers here in this town. I'm not going to say where I am, but they were drunk. And I was concerned about my niece. I called up her daddy, and then he started to make fun about something. I hang up on that SOB. And then, I'm sorry to say those acronyms, but that's how I feel. I did not want to say the actual words, but it's better to use acronyms.
Oh, okay.
Somebody wrote, she's initials down like DNR in a brand new bathroom that they built over at Clark's Point. And right under that DNR was a pen that said, do not return. That was the best part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call. And we're going to go to another call. But thank you for a little chuckle this morning. All right. Next, we have another anonymous caller. But I don't know if that's the name, Grady. It just Down Coast. Is that you mean the town you can't spell it?
Yes. Okay. Am I on the line?
Now, you're on the line, yes.
Oh, good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Down Coast.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you.
So, you know, this talk show is all about speak your mind, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just, okay, here it is. Mm-hmm. I just read the news on Charlista News this morning, which is on paper today, or the CEO wrote his, I want to say, cover-up letter again. And he says he don't know what's going on, but that is still a cover-up lies. I mean, why do they want to keep lying so much? And here the judge already threw out some part of the lawsuit. And my thing was that, you know, they came up with this election thing. And this lawsuit is not all about election approaching. The only thing that I'm concerned right now is that these guys are just going to keep on covering up so much, and they are so scared because the elections are coming up. They might lose the majority of their votes to their cronies, you know. And, you know, it's just so obvious that they are just trying to cover up so much, and all the people down, you know, most all the people are very sad, and they're like, why? What is this lawsuit? Because it's against our religion, in our religion, because it's supposed to be like revenge, out to get for their money and stuff like that so they can shut them up. No, that's not going to work. Someone upstairs powerful is going to show they're lying. You know, it's not going to stay behind our lives forever, because I know the powerful upstairs will reveal the truth. He's not going to allow this to happen for so long. You know, I just want to say this last comment for this one. Late Bishop said one time, her daughter told, back in 2012, 2013, when I brought this letter in for my complaint about this one brand new board member back then in 2013. I brought in a letter of complaint for sex advancements on one of the new board members. And they lied. They lied when that my complaint came in. And this is when they first got the majority. And this is when they first tried to start the original government, those guys. Anyway, they, you know, they lied about when so-and-so, when they got a majority, they discarded my complaint. So it's almost similar to this complaint that they're talking about for the sex scandal. Hmm. And from there, I got a lot of letters with my lawyer that I was exchanging letters between me and Qasayuli, the chairman back then in 2012, 2013. They lied and they lied. And then my lawyer found out who I was talking about. He said, oh, I represented this guy 40 plus years ago, so I cannot help you anymore. When he found out it was about that victim, the suspect that I was making complaint against. So, I mean, this is just too much. I just want to clarify this.
Okay.
Just don't keep on lying. Okay. Good morning. Okay,
all right. Good morning. Glad you called. Mm-hmm. All right. We haven't heard from Shadi in a long time. So, Shadi, Robbie, from the YK Fitness Center, you're on the air. Good morning.
How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Doing well. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well as well.
What do you got?
Now, didn't you have some happy news you shared on Facebook?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I got engaged.
Oh, my gosh. Is she here?
She is in Bethel, yeah.
Okay. She has arrived. All right, great. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, she's been here the whole time I've been here.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought maybe she wasn't, but okay.
Nope, she's been here. Well, to the fitness center.
Yes.
We're rocking and rolling over here. Still operating all of our normal hours for summer.
Uh-huh.
That includes Monday through Friday from 5:30 in the morning until 9 p.m. The pool closes a half hour early, so the pool closes at 8:30. On Saturday and Sundays, we're open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., and again, the pool closes a half hour early, so at 8:30 p.m.
Now, do people come in at 5:30 in the morning?
People are here every morning at 5:30, yeah.
Are you kidding? Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I get to go home at 1, though, so it works out really well.
It does. Mm. Wow. So people are getting up before work? And
yeah, people actually requested. We were opening at 6 a.m., and people requested that we open a little earlier, because if you're getting an hour and 15 workout in, it's tough to make it to work by time if you have to eat and shower. So that extra half hour makes a difference.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you. So what are some highlights for this summer you want people to know about?
Well, we do have our youth program running right now, so that's a summer sport camp for mm-hmm. children ages 5 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
And this runs in with a partnership with 4-H. So if your children are involved in 4-H and you need something for them in the morning, 4-H is offered in the afternoon. We have a morning camp. Visit our website at ykfitness.org or just come over to the facility and we can give you some information about that camp. All of our normal programs are running. We do have drop-in classes available throughout the week. All of our classes have pretty much moved to Monday through Friday to open up the weekends for all of our instructors and participants. We're doing weekly schedules now, so again, that'll be on our website. But we do have a lot of classes. We have some anti-gravity classes, the normal boot camp classes, cycling classes, stretch classes, yoga, and then we have all of our water classes. So we're still doing swim classes throughout the summer. We've started summer session 1, but new classes start the week after July 4th. So July 9th is actually a Monday, and that's when our new session will start. So anybody out there listening that wants to get the kiddos involved in the swim lessons, July 9th will be the new session.
Cool.
We're going to be on limited hours July 4th. We'll be open 2 to 9 p.m. So if it happens to be a bad day or you just want to bring the kids over for some swimming, some warm swimming, come over to the facility.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
And we're always hiring. So if anybody is looking for a part-time job, and hopefully a fun environment, please reach out to us.
Hopefully a fun environment. Well,
we
do
try to make it fun
over
here. Yeah,
that's right. Hopefully is right. Okay, well, thank you so much. It sounds like
have a great weekend, guys.
It's going to be a busy YK Fitness Center. Yes. All right, thank you. Next we have Barb. Good morning, Barb. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Petra and everybody listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank God for the quietness we've been having the past few weeks.
The what we've been having?
The quietness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful out there.
Yes, it is.
And I just wanted to say that we don't need a marijuana store here. there's been a lot of stealing going on, and if they get, well, from my view, if we get a marijuana store here, stealing will go up on the rise.
Okay.
There's enough stealing going on already where people are losing their nets, their props, and a lot of things.
Mm.
Just my words I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the elders used to tell us to leave things alone that don't belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
Things belong to somebody, leave it.
Yeah.
Everyone, all the boaters to wear life jackets. Have a safe weekend.
Share a smile.
Give a hug. Hug your critters for me, Diane.
I will. Thank you.
Have a good, safe weekend.
You too. All right.
Bye.
Brianna, thank you.
So we have an email. Petra, are you going to read the email? Okay. Petra's going to read the email for us.
The email reads, this is an anonymous email. Comment, please. Rest in peace, Helen Sorensen. Your calls to KOAK Talk Show, speaking to people to be kind to each other, will be missed. Liana.
Oh, that's so true.
Oh,
Helen
yes,
was
very
really
good
a
words.
Very nice caller. Thank you, Petra.
Liana.
You know, one thing that I kind of wondered about was with the going back to an earlier caller about letting maybe targeting the larger kings so that the smaller ones get up there. But
yes.
Don't the larger kings also have some of the larger ones have a lot more eggs that they're trying to get upriver to spawn. So if you...
Not more, yeah, but they're... Some of them, it's the larger ones that is their final run.
Right, but they've got so many eggs.
Yeah.
Sometimes up to 50% more eggs.
Well, no matter which way you look at it, it's always controversial.
Yeah.
You know, we caught a small king, the last opener, and had the little eggs in there. You know, so, I mean...
They didn't have very many eggs.
Yeah, but they were eggs.
Yeah.
In other words, this younger one is going to keep on coming back if we don't catch it. Now,
right.
So, but versus the larger one, probably a final run up to Costco, come to deposit their eggs, and then they no more after that. But
right.
This younger king that we caught had some eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're thinking they'll make so many trips
back and forth
that they'll it'll balance out the fact that the larger king. Well, the larger king has been making back and forth trips too.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot more eggs inside of it, but...
That's another way
of
looking at it.
Anyway, that's just another perspective. Okay.
But,
so...
We could talk all day on that.
I know.
Interesting subject, though.
It is. All right, so I just see the word eek up there, so I'm not sure if there's a caller or not.
Eek.
Petra, is there a caller? Eek?
Yes, I'm John Cutter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Who's John Cutter?
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. I'm going to be calling already to talk something about what the caller mentioned just a bit earlier about fishing game.
Okay.
Particularly about the mesh size, all kinds of mesh sizes. I'm not a fisherman myself, but I've been hearing about the subsistence for a while, year after year, long time. Mm-hmm. Subsistence is not a very good word for it entails all of us. If you're a one person fisherman from Yukon, it will include all both Yukon and Kuskokwim areas. Why is that? Why are people struggling with it? Because in most cases, it is our way of life. Some ask, the last caller mentioned about mesh sizes, that question varies, mostly in the area of population. When the fish is plenty in one area, the mesh size would not be mentioned. If so, all of us will hear about it left and right. This mesh size question is not there for a decoration. It is there for a reason. It is not the question of fishing game doing. Instead, it is based on all present activities. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Next, we have Ruth Yvonne. Welcome to Talk
Good
Line.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Ruth.
We did K'fachshun yesterday.
Yes, thank you for doing that.
Yeah,
the topic
was, respecting other people's property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it was about John, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being thankful, thanking John for his services for the translating he did, and a lot of people called. And one thing that people also mentioned was the fishing, that afraid they won't get fish. But I said, let's have hope they'll fish. They are going to fish as soon as federal government takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, June 12th.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and Saturday.
I'm so glad about that. And I think they'll be open more often than last year.
Yeah,
last
and they
year
can
was
open
only
again
twice.
On Saturday.
So, yes, I'm so thankful. Because the ones that go really travel fast, and they're way underneath. They
mm-hmm.
come with that, the small fish that come, smelts. They go way under and they go really fast upriver. My dad always talked about them.
Yes,
that they swim really fast, and they're
mm-hmm.
called the fish that swim fast, really deep.
they don't go surfers. They go under where no nets will catch them, and they go really fast upriver mm-hmm. to do their spawning.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, all these years, has told us about those. So those are the ones that probably they don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of fish.
Okay.
There will be lots of fish.
Okay, good.
Okay. Goyana for Goyana. Taking my call. Oh, yeah, today's my Benjamin Ivan's birthday, my son.
Happy birthday to Benjamin.
Another. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right, bye. All right. All right, thank you. We have an email. Petra, are you going to read that? Okay, thank you.
This email is from John McDonald. There are two untrue statements that are constantly said on Talkline. People need to educate themselves and not listen to scientifically false statements. First, all salmon enter fresh water, spawn, and die. The big ones and the small ones, once they enter fresh water, they begin to die. Some other species of fish do enter fresh water, spawn, and go back to the ocean, but not salmon. 8-inch mesh was the beginning of the end for king salmon. In the 70s, commercial fishing started, and the 8-inch nets removed the gene pool for big salmon. Those fish never got to spawn, and they have disappeared. Secondly, beaver dams help salmon. Please Google the studies done on the many salmon streams on the West Coast. The salmon fry use beaver ponds to grow and for protection from other predator fish. On the West Coast, people help beavers build dams to try and repair the damage done from removing them. Salmon stocks suffered after beaver ponds were removed.
Okay, now that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. You know, people have opinions, you know, and now what if a salmon could not jump over the beaver dam to go spawn?
Well, I think it's the area that the beaver dams are in that are actually having like side effects that are helpful. But I don't know that there are so many beaver dams right in the middle of where salmon runs are. You know, that would be like in the middle of the Kuskokwim or something.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so that's all right. Well, that's thank you for that information
yes.
and emailing
Very
it in.
Interesting, yes.
Howard is on the line. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello. Yeah. I'm still thinking about from high school when young Nick, Danny, old Danny, and John Nick, they were, I think it was John Nick, they were all in aprons, you know, in a high school class. And I had to go look at it because everybody was looking through the window and saying, hey, look at those guys with white, cooking stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they were, it was nice to see, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
About the fishing, I just can't understand why if one part of our state is hurting of fish and then, you know, just as bad as the other places, how come they don't just totally don't stop it, you know? I mean, all over the state and just let it rebuild. I know it's going to hurt, but there's other salmon, there's other fish. Maybe they should just totally stop it. And instead of bickering, and you know, let's just stop it and just let them build it. And
was that Mary Lar? Oh, okay.
It was a nice, quiet funeral day for John. So
it was. Thank you.
And you guys, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Okay, so. Excuse me, with our last few minutes of time, we're welcoming Perry Barr. Thank you for coming with Bethel Search and Rescue. And Ann Kosachev left me something that I'm to give to Perry and read over the air. So I'm going to do that now.
Yes.
It was a team effort. This is from Ann. Over 25 community members banded together with KYUC, KYUC Kuskokwim Art Guild, Bethel Council on the Arts, and YPCC to create and sell over 180 bowls at the annual Bethel Bowls event held May 19th. This year, we even had hand-thrown bowls donated from a former Bethelite who had moved to Anchorage. Many thanks to all of those who participated in the making and glazing of the bowls, and sincere thanks to all of those who purchased the bowls at our event. The addition of the raffle and silent auction were big hits, and we hope to continue both options next year. The funds raised were targeted for Bethel Search and Rescue this year. I'm happy to say we raised a total of $3,047 for this great group of people. Thank you, Search and Rescue, for all you do, and thank you to all of you who helped in any way to make this event such a great experience. And so I have this beautiful tin container, and when you open it up, there's the cash and there's some checks totaling. So nobody follow Perry Barr home, okay? So, and I'm going to open it and have a little picture taken, but you okay, so what am I doing? Okay, so I'm going to get, you want me to hand this over? Yeah, so I'm going to hand this over to Perry. And it was an awesome gesture. Yeah, amen. So great. So do you want to say anything, Perry?
And, sure, I do.
Yeah, and you can go into the mic there, yeah.
Yes, I do. And, of course, Peter here has been part of Bethel Search and Rescue for probably since he was about 10 or 12 years old. So we are absolutely honored to be chosen by Bethel Bowls to receive and be the recipient of this year's fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we're always grateful for the community support that we always receive. And what a great group of guys that, you know, and girls and people that are part of Bethel Search and Rescue.
Right.
So on behalf of Mike Riley, who is the president of Bethel Search and Rescue, I'm the vice president, he couldn't make it. So on behalf of him and Peter and all the people at Bethel Search and Rescue, we are extremely grateful for the money that was raised by Bethel Bowls, and so thank you.
Yeah, good. And Anne presents it in such a lovely way in this beautiful decorated tin.
Yes. Yeah,
with a bow on it,
with a white bow.
Yeah. So thank you very much.
Very good, you guys. Yeah, they're a great bunch of people, and I'm glad we have the community support to continue. To keep doing what, you know, Search and Rescue does.
Yeah,
so
it's a critical group to have, and we're very, very grateful to have them. So thank you, Perry. Thank you for running in here and picking this up, and you can carry it away now.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, Perry. So I think we're going to try to fit in one or two really quick calls. You have like a minute. Yeah. Hooper Bay, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm calling about respect and discipline. The villages, there's, I see and hear and read about a lot of kids that are disrespecting and they're not being disciplined right. Like how we were in my age group was disciplined and how we were taught respect. There's a lot of kids that are disrespecting and talking back to adults, swearing and staying out late. Parents need to give their kids curfews. There's a bunch of kids that are stealing at night. They need to go out and look for their kids, give them curfews, go find them. Teach them about respect. Our chupik-dupik values need to be taught again. They need to teach that chupik-dupik values all over again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The music just...
Yeah,
is she gone?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. We're going to...
We're
the show is kind of coming to an end. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for calling. And we're going to have to move on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 11:30. Thank you, everyone, for your calls. It was a terrific show. We had quite a variety. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we invite you to do your research and call in and correct us and offer us information in the future.
Yes, everyone be
Thank
safe
you.
And be kind to each other out there. Kuyana.
All
have
right.
A wonderful day.
Thank you. We're doing it on the moon, girl. In the jungle.